Pretty cool this week in our readings, as we were shared either yesterday or the day before, about Macedonia, who were poor but were giving many things away, serving the poor. And the image tonight, again, St. Paul to the Corinthians, in the same place where we've been walking through. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. I think that's very correct with how we're sowing our treasure to others. And those that are sparingly weekly, that's what we're giving to others. And I think that image that St. Peter or St. Paul was talking about was in a lot of different images too. Not just money, but when we think again with stewardship, time, and talent. It could also be the charisms that we've been given. Are we using, as we discern what God has given us, are the great gifts that we really have that passionate love and gratitude from God, to be able to then sow greatly? And usually when we kind of discern that in our lives, whether it's a job, whether it's our own life at home or in a community or with our kids at the school or a faith formation or your friends, that helps you more sowing things that are bountifully versus sparingly. And this context today is, obviously our church is the one that puts the lectionary together. We heard in our gospel according to Matthew, that is the reading that starts Lent. And I'm assuming many of you kind of caught that. The alms, the prayerfulness, the fasting. What does Jesus say during that teaching? We don't do it for the attention to ourselves doing good things. If you do, good for you. You get to do that in this world. But when we're giving things away, we're sowing abundantly, and we don't be praised for it. That's where the treasure is in heaven. So continue to, let's pray ourselves to what we're doing, to do it for the left doesn't know from the right. That God knows, and we don't want to be known. Even if you are in a public position or your job with, again, with kids, with adults, with missionary operations in our church, Eucharistic ministers, lectors, we're doing it for God, right? All of us are doing our jobs, our missions to God. And therefore, do so bountifully, so we're preparing ourselves for heaven, not just receiving the great gifts here on earth in our life today.